Good evening. I'm Kevin Baird with the KUAC News Minor Update. The Fairbanks Police Department is working to return the remains of an Arkansas woman to her family after an urn containing her ashes was found in Fairbanks on September 2nd. According to a post on the Fairbanks Police Department Facebook page, the urn was found by a Fairbanks resident near China Bingo in downtown Fairbanks. The Facebook post noted that the urn had markings to indicate that the remains belonged to Dolores Trent of Conway, Arkansas. FPD made the Facebook post about the remains on September 4th and are asking for help in finding Trent's family. Five B-52 bombers from the U.S. Air Base in Guam are parked at Eielson Air Force Base. Air Force officials report that the bombers were diverted to Eielson to wait out Typhoon Mangkhut, which struck Guam Monday. A Weather Channel forecaster said Tuesday Mangkhut had grown stronger after it had spun away from the island en route to Asia.
So Mangkhut is now a super typhoon. This is a monstrous, very scary looking storm with sustained winds of 155 miles per hour. And it is set to make some big time impacts on southeastern Asia as we get closer towards the weekend.
An Eielson spokesperson said Tuesday the five bombers from Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana were on routine deployment to Anderson Air Base in Guam. Eielson officials say they're not sure how long the B-52s will remain here. Alaska has the second highest rate of suicide in the nation. That's according to a 2016 study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Monday was World Suicide Prevention Day. KSTK's June Leffler listened to a survivor story and has this report.
Darian Gerald was just a freshman in Wrangell when she developed an eating disorder.
When I was going through that, it actually brought me down lower, and I got down really low into a really dark place.
Gerald was of the 1% of Americans every year who have made a plan to kill themselves, according to CDC stats.
When I finally got to the point where I was going to take my life, the day I was actually going to do it, I asked for help.
She went to the local medical health clinic, receiving therapy and medications. And to this day, she still goes to counseling, taking that extra time and effort to keep herself healthy. Gerald hopes that sharing her story can help high schoolers and those at any age seek help.
We didn't have someone speak when I was in high school, and I know that if I was sitting there as a freshman and hearing someone basically describe what I was going through, I knew that that would have sparked me to get help sooner.
CDC stats say suicide is the second leading cause of death for those aged 10 to 24. In Alaska, a third of all high schoolers have felt hopeless consistently for 2 weeks or more, and a fifth of students have suicide plans. That's according to an Alaska Department of Public Health survey released last year. If you or someone you know is struggling with depression or suicidal thoughts, you can contact your local mental health provider. Or call the National Suicide Prevention Line at 1-800-273-8255. In Wrangell, I'm June Leffler.
Winter tourism is growing in the Denali area at a rate of nearly 300% in the past 5 years, and local businesses want to accommodate those visitors. Denali National Park has even hired an outdoor recreation planner to help create a winter and shoulder season plan for the park. That plan won't be completed for this coming season, but research and discussions are underway to evaluate and recommend steps the park can take to enhance winter visits. The park is also planning an open house in late October to hear what winter services community members would like to see offered. During the winter of 2010 and 2011, the Murie Science and Learning Center reported 3,801 visitors. By this last winter, the number had grown to 4,908 winter visitors. Many of the visitors are Alaskans, but many are also coming from overseas, and surprisingly, the trend lately has been among college students from outside visiting on winter break. Currently, the Murie Science and Learning Center serves as the Winter Visitor Center. It features educational exhibits about the park. Park employees are there to answer questions for winter visitors, and the nearby dining hall has become an indoor picnic area. Food and drink are not available for purchase, but it's a place for visitors to get inside out of the cold winter weather. Most visitor facilities are not winterized at the park. The hours of the Murie Science and Learning Center are from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Also, from October 15th to March 14th, the Denali Sled Dog Kennels will be open from 12 to 4 p.m., Tuesday through Saturday, and closed Mondays. Denali Chamber of Commerce Director Vanessa Jukzak estimated there are about 170 rooms available in the winter for visitors in the Denali borough. She said the chamber is in the process of putting together its annual winter guide. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Kevin Baird.